The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
You guys, we have a lot of surprises on the show today. Some of Hollywood's top moms are here in studio talking parenting drama. Plus, Chad Johnson and his girlfriend are joining us to share what really happened the night he was arrested for domestic violence. But first, the reunion we've all been waiting for, Harry, Meghan, the Queen, all together again. I'm Carissa. This is Justin and Morgan. Welcome to Daily Pop. Okay, so after all the royal chaos, the family is together again. It's going down right now as we speak. We have Harry and Meghan arriving. There they are. It's Commonwealth Day.
God, she's really excited about this last roundabout, huh?
She looks happy. She looks fabulous. Her fashion has been so on point lately.
So good. You feel the freedom, huh?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, you can feel it.
You can feel it. Yeah, she is. So she's like, I don't have to do this much longer.
She is listening to independent women all week long.
She's giving us actress vibes. Like, she's giving us actual famous person vibe. Like, not royal adjacent anymore.
Yeah. Yes. So this morning we learned that Harry and Meghan would not be a part of the Queen's procession, unlike years in the past. However, we've also learned that Will and Kate wouldn't be part of it either. Both couples are supposed to be led right to their seats before the Queen arrives. So why do you think they did this?
I think, you know, it's like, if you're gonna do something for one couple, we're just gonna go ahead and eliminate the speculation, eliminate people coming up with conspiracy theories, because let's say, they were like, okay, Harry and Meghan won't walk in because they're not a part of this anymore.
Why not? It's too harsh of a separation.
And aren't they officially royal still for like another month or something
this
like that?
This is their last royal sort of tour, correct?
So it's like, technically, they're still there, but we all know they're going out. Yeah, it's like so much debate and so much politics.
I think it was a smart move. It's like just take it out at the knees.
It's like getting married and having one sister as a bridesmaid and not having your other one.
It depends. It depends. Okay, also, it's interesting they both wore, like, one wore green and one wore red. Very Christmas.
Very Christmassy, right?
Well, no, they don't talk anymore. They don't talk about outfits anymore. They're not coordinating. Remember, they split
up the houses. They never wanted to coordinate, though.
But they wouldn't have done the Christmas colors had they known.
Right? That's a little weird.
So think they'll all be sitting next to each other, all will be smiles.
Well, they're professional. I mean, they've had to smile through worse.
Yeah.
Right?
I think they'll look just like a happy, cohesive family.
Totally.
And we won't speculate anything, that there's any drama. However, we will be analyzing it. Seriously, because we have a body language expert coming in later today. So we really will be analyzing to see what all these pictures are really saying. But did you guys notice that Will and Kate kind of kept it serious? They didn't do any hand-holding. But Meghan and Harry, they've been really lovey-dovey lately. You know, it's like her arm around him. Does that mean anything to you? Or is that just kind of... I think that's kind of normal. I mean, Will and Kate don't seem to be as PDAE.
PDAE.
Is that a word, PDAE?
Yeah.
As Meghan and Harry are.
I think when couples are going through things and coming out of hard situations like Megxit, or like when somebody decides to come back together after a separation, I think couples hold each other, remind each other that we're in this together and it's almost over.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Megxit is a big enough reason. I think also she just feels more comfortable holding onto him. She still feels like she needs a little bit of a guiding light throughout this. I feel like like Kate is like an OG. This is her life. She's going to be queen one day. Like, she's assumed the role. She was sort of bred for this her whole life. Kate, Meghan wasn't, this was like totally a fluke.
And also, they've been married for almost a year.
That's it.
Like, yeah, these other two have been together for a decade. They have three kids.
Yeah,
they've been through a C-section. Like, I'm not trying to hold your hand after I just saw you change four diapers in a row without even breathing. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like,
did you put the hand sanitizer
on? Yeah. I hate when people do that, where it's like, oh my God, look at this hand. Look at this body language. Look at this body language. Remember, these people are newlyweds. This is what newlyweds do.
True.
Call me in 10 years after you and your husband have been married for that long. Are you holding hands when you walk into it?
No, we're not. We're not holding hands all the time. Every once in a while, we will. But you're right. It's like a particular moment that it happens. Like, you know, on our anniversary or, you know, where we're, like, really conscious of each other.
Yeah.
Or, like if we've gone through a hard time and one of us needs each other more, then we're a little more touchy-feely. But on a normal daily basis, no.
Yeah.
Oh, if we're sitting in a car, we're holding hands.
Really?
Ooh, that's my favorite time to hold hands.
I hate that. That is so annoying.
It's just my time to connect with, like, if I'm dating somebody, it's like my time to connect.
What about walking? Walking to lunch is when you should hold hands.
Well,
or dinner.
Walking to lunch as a straight couple is a lot different than walking to lunch as a gay couple.
Right.
Sometimes it can be a little iffy. You might get looks here and there, and one partner might not be okay with it. So I think for me, the car is like my moment.
Your safe space.
Yeah.
Cute. I want to know. Do you guys
have a man? I never have a man.
That's cute.
Okay. You have a man.
So photos are going to be coming in. We're going to have a lot more later in the show. As we said, we have a body language expert joining us to explain what is really going on with the family a little bit later today.
I thought they were coming to explain us. Never mind. Okay.
All right. So it looks like Ben Affleck has a new girlfriend, you guys. He's been spotted multiple times with Knives Out star Ana de Armas in her hometown of Havana, Cuba.
Wow.
They met on set of their upcoming movie, Deep Water. Mm. Ana's career is blowing up at the moment. She's got a whole bunch of projects in the works. I'm really excited for them. I think this is a good idea. Do you think this is a good idea for her?
I feel like this is the first girl that we've heard about him with that you feel like, okay, this is going to stick for a little bit.
Mm.
I feel like they're going to be in a relationship. I feel like it totally makes
sense.
You both
SNL
thought that
was Sugars.
Oh,
Sugars, yeah.
Yeah, I never, for some reason,
was on board with that one.
Yeah.
I really felt it with Sugars, but this one I think is really cool, too.
They're cute.
They're cute.
I think they'd be a cute couple.
I think this is a great move for her career-wise.
Oh,
and
no.
It almost reminds me of when Jen and Ben first got together. Because when they got together in 2004, Ben was like the gambling, hard-partying Bostonian.
Mm-hmm.
He was A-list because he had Good Will Hunting and a few other things.
Right.
And she was kind of sort of on the cusp.
She did TV,
right?
What was the show she did?
Alias.
She did Alias, and she was like now starting to get into this whole movie thing, and she was like the humble, good girl who was on the rise, but who needed that push. And it almost is very like reminiscent of that, where you have him who's trying to get over that bad boy image yet again, almost 10 years later, and you have this rising actress who wants to be pushed up in the world. I think this is really good for both of them because it's mutually beneficial.
Yeah, I could see that. They're in the same line of work. They met on a set.
Yeah, he speaks Spanish.
He speaks fluent Spanish. I read that.
Mm. Yeah, that's exciting.
Her agents and publicists are so excited right now.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
It's also good for the movie.
It doesn't hurt anything, right?
It is great for the movie.
As long as her heart doesn't get broken. But so Ben, because remember he just revealed in his New York Times interview that his divorce with Jen Garner was the biggest regret of his life. Does that weigh on you if you're starting a relationship with somebody and that comes out?
Yeah, it makes total sense to like be like, okay, this guy who has been married, knows the value of a relationship, and is not so impartial to being in another one because he saw the good that it did. And if somebody says, hey, I was a mess, and I, you know, messed up this whole thing, that means that they are aware of what they're doing and what their behavior is, and that way it could change.
Yeah, I agree with
you. That's a good
point. I actually think it would make them more attractive to me if they took a lot of ownership of what they did wrong in a previous relationship versus someone that just said, like,
She's crazy.
Yeah.
It didn't work out. She didn't understand me. You know, life was too stressful. Things fell out. I remember I dated a guy who got divorced, and he could never give me a clear reason to why they got divorced. And I always found that to be very unattractive. Like, I always questioned it. I'm like, so what was it? He's like, I don't know. She just like didn't let me like do enough stuff. And she was like really controlling. And it was like always like her. And I was like, but what did you do? Right? Like,
yeah.
Like there's always two sides to the story. So anybody that like really default, like plays down like what their ex did, mm-hmm. I always feel like.
You need to take accountability.
Yes.
If a relationship does not work, it falls on the two people that were in that relationship.
Yeah.
And when when one of the partners is just like, well, it just this person was the worst, that's because they haven't taken accountability for their side of things.
And I think someone who's been actually heartbroken, like lost the love of their life because of the poor choices that they've made, and understands that and is at a good place with that and is ready to move on and be in another relationship, I think they're going to not make those mistakes again.
Agreed, because they definitely don't want to have to go through
they
that.
They know what it feels like to have experienced that kind of heartbreak.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I would just, you know, these two have allegedly been dating since the fall when they filmed this in New Orleans, so they obviously know what they're doing and they're obviously taking this slow if they are dating. Which would be my only thing when you date somebody who's an addict.
Yeah.
Just take it slow mm-hmm. and be aware and be cognizant of what you're getting yourself into. But that person also needs to be aware that they can sometimes get involved in another addiction. So you don't want to be the girl who he's addicted to from another thing.
Yeah, I will say.
I think they'll take it
so
slow. I think
beautiful.
You can tell she's the type of girl that will make him work for it. She's not just settling into that relationship quite yet. She's made him jump through some hoops. If they're spending time together now, that wasn't like a 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
But you she's know, made him, yeah.
You know how fame can get to people's heads? You all of a sudden see yourself, and I'm not saying that this is her, but I've seen celebrity relationships where the guy and the girl get together and the girl's like, and then all of a sudden it's like, it's like all of a sudden they're writing about them, they're ending up in magazines, and you almost get addicted to the fame. I mean, think
yeah.
about it. You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
When you get your head in the cloud for the
totally.
First time.
Yeah.
Who wore it better? You're like, oh my God. You know what I mean?
Don't get me started on who wore it better. Jesus.
All right, you guys, up next, Dolly Parton wants to celebrate her 75th birthday by stripping down for Playboy. Are we here for it? Let's discuss when we come back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dolly Parton wants to be on the cover of Playboy again when she turns 75 next year. She first posed for the magazine back in 1978 wearing the iconic bunny outfit and ears.
Fabulous.
She told 60 Minutes Australia that she doesn't know if Playboy will go for it, but she could wear the same outfit again since, quote, the boobs are still the same.
She's so fabulous. I love her. They should give it to her just for that.
Absolutely. The boobs are still the same, but what are you talking about? The waist is still the same?
Everything is the same.
She's tiny. I've had the luxury of interviewing her several times, and every time I see her up person, I'm like, in person, I'm like, you're not real. Like, you're so... Like,
well, yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, so her waist is tiny, her boobs are still big, they're perky, they're great, and she's beautiful, and she's flawless, and she's Dolly Parton!
She's Dolly Parton. They're gonna give it to her. I mean, and by the way, Playboy, there's no more nudity in Playboy anyway, so she could recreate that iconic look from all those years ago and do it again. They should give it to her, no question.
So that's actually pretty modest for Playboy.
That is,
what
right?
She's wearing.
She didn't take... anything
it
off?
Looks like a little, like,
we didn't
tube
see
top.
What was happening on the inside, though.
Yeah, I mean,
Dolly could have got a little crazy on the inside.
No, but usually they do. They usually do a little bit more of a scantily clad. But they don't do nudity anymore,
no.
So I feel like this would be a good fit.
And when was the last time we heard of a celebrity doing Playboy or being on the cover of Playboy? I think the
last
person...
When was the last time we heard
person,
about Playboy?
That's the thing. The last time we heard about it was when Kylie Jenner did it and Travis Scott shot the photos. Mm. So I think if they let Dolly come back 43 years after, you know, she had her first cover, I think this could usher in the wave of other actresses wanting to recreate their moments
yes.
or be a part of the most iconic magazine in history.
It was such an honor at one point to be on the cover of it. So
oh
it would be
God,
nice
yes.
to sort of have that be revamped again.
Oh, we're all for it. I love it. Okay, so Zaya Wade's red carpet debut over the weekend was everything, you guys. Dwayne recently revealed his daughter identifies as transgender, and he stood proudly by her side with his wife, Gabrielle Union, as they attended the Truth Awards.
Mm.
So they have emerged as a true example of love and acceptance.
I loved watching this. I watched the whole speech this weekend, like over and over again. I love when she, you know, Gabrielle started speaking and then she passed the phone along. I mean, they both just spoke so eloquently. And then to have Zaya look on and just feel so comfortable and so supported and so excited about the fact that, you know, his two parents just have embraced her as much as they have and stepped into a community that they admittedly don't know that much about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah. And I think for them, they want to change the world, not for just other people, but they want to change the world so that their daughter has a great life.
Yeah.
And how do you do that if you stay quiet about something? And, you know, I get so upset because people say, why do they have to keep on talking about it? Why do they have to post about it? It's the same reason why we talk about coronavirus every morning. So you can change your habits.
Yes.
And you can change the way you greet people and touch people and the way you walk around. It's the same reason why we push voting so that you know you can change the world. We're going to push this until we're blue in the face so you can change your mind and be more open to people who aren't
absolutely
like you.
I love that. I love what you just
said.
There is no difference, though. It's true. I mean, it's a really good point. I mean, we have literally seen on TV every 10 minutes, wash your hands, what's the difference?
Yeah, open your mind. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, and honestly, they are the perfect examples of it. They've handled this thing like a total pro and
crazy.
Pros, you know, as any parent knows that would not be an easy situation because it's a lot of people, especially being that so public, a lot of people's opinions about your child, which is the hardest thing to hear.
They've spoken out negatively about them, you know what I mean? And they haven't flinched one second. And to also just genuinely not be educated on it. They've had to walk into something that they essentially know nothing about and learn about an entire community of people.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is not a seminar either. They know that this is a master's class where you got to do this for years and years. And just like the CPA, you got to sit for that bad boy every 6 years to refresh yourself on things because things change.
Yeah.
The letter people will add something new in. We'll have all, you know, we love some change. So they are doing this and they are being honest with the fact that they had to educate themselves and will continue to educate themselves throughout this girl's life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really nice to see.
Very, very special moment. Okay, Celine Dion stepped out in New York City looking fabulous and head to toe, hot pink. You are so obsessed with this.
She's just having such a moment. I didn't know that this woman could come back like this. It's been a long time. She is like fashion royalty at this point.
Fashion royalty. Mm-hmm. So,
and she loves it.
Can we all pull that off though?
No.
The pants under the skirt. I feel like I would look ridiculous if I tried to do this.
So would I. It takes a certain, I mean, this is reserved for a diva. I'm sorry. Celine Dion is owning these looks. That's why everybody is so obsessed with her, because she knows. Mm-hmm. She's playful about it. She's having a good time.
She's like a superstar, fifth act
or whatever. I mean, she really loves it. So it's fun to see.
I love that women of a certain age, as they used to call it, are redefining what beauty and fashion is.
100%.
Time and time again. You have Naomi Campbell, who is still doing it. You have Celine Dion. I've seen CoverGirl ads with women who are 60 plus. Like, this is a new era, and I think people are looking at these women as examples that once you hit a certain age, you don't die. Like, you still can drip at 60 years old. You can still rock a runway at 65. Like, this
change
is what's happening. Change
totally.
The trend.
Jane Fonda. Perfect example. In her 80s, looking like that.
Change the trend.
Absolutely. Well, looking good, girl. All right, coming up, Bachelorette bad boy Chad Johnson was arrested for domestic violence. Now, he and his girlfriend are live in studio together to tell us exactly what happened. That's next. Their drama has been a hot topic in the headlines, and now they're speaking out together for the very first time. Please welcome The Bachelorette's Chad Johnson and his girlfriend, Annalise Mishler, to the show. Thank you guys for being here. So we're just going to get right to it. So Chad, on February 24th, you were arrested for domestic violence. What exactly happened that night?
It wasn't even so much the night that really started, it was the day. So I started off the day, basically, we broke up. I hadn't drank in, 50-something days, you know, I made, a promise to her not to drink anymore. Mm. And when we broke up, I was like, doesn't seem like a bad time to have one, you know? And pretty much from there, it just spiraled. And we actually got back together. And then, to be honest, after we got back together, I don't really know what happened.
We got back together before you drank.
No, I drank.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
So it was alcohol.
Yeah, induced. For sure.
Yeah. So. And how did you feel during that whole moment? Because we've heard both of your stories. You both kind of publicly have shared part of your stories. But what was going through your mind that night?
I was just really scared. That's the only reason I posted
my story. But everything kind of went down the next morning, I would say.
Yeah.
I mean, he just, I don't think you remember much of it.
Not really, to be honest.
Yeah, I was just scared, honestly.
Yeah. Did you ever think about checking into, you know, a facility or a program to deal with some of your alcohol issues?
I mean, I'm going to go do one of those, like, outpatient things, you know. But it's just hard to deal with because it's not like I wake up every day and have a drink. It's one of those things where people are like, oh, we got to lock you away so you won't drink. And I'm like, but I'm not drinking. Like,
yeah.
I go to the gym 2 hours a day, you know. Yeah. It's just the dealing with that, like, one time in a couple months, you know, every couple months or something happens. And then I have an issue.
Get emotionally triggered.
Yeah.
Right, you know, and
I
just kind of
they lock
it.
You away so you don't drink. They put you there to learn skills.
I don't know how it works. I don't know what
happens. Yeah, because it seems like maybe there's like
it's
a coping
I don't think it's a prison.
Moment. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now, there was a moment where you were put on suicide watch. Right. What was that about, and was that misconstrued in the media?
I mean, it was just going through the whole situation, and, you know, people thought I had hit her. And all this stuff, and I mean, I hit the wall, you know. But like, I just kept being like, it's just a wall. But everybody, like, basically threw me to the side, you know. All my sponsors, everything I had, everything I was working for, and I just kind of lost it, you know. And to top it all off, I was still wasted after that entire scenario. So
after all this drama that's happened, and like I said, you know, we had the arrest and the public, you know, kind of bashing each other. You guys both kind of accused each other of ruining each other's lives. How did you come back together, and where are you guys at now?
I don't even. It was we just.
You accused me of ruining your life.
Yeah, I thought. I mean, initially I was like, I get it.
Because you thought she cheated.
Well, I mean, the first thing that upset me was like she put it all online, and I was like, if you were worried, call the police like directly. You know, like I just didn't.
I thought he cheated. That's why he got mad because I saw like notifications.
Because when we first broke up, I downloaded a dating app, and then she thought I had it the whole time. And then I found like a sugar daddy thing online from, I guess, 2 years ago when she made like a funny YouTube video. So then I assumed that everything was like, you know, BS throughout the entire relationship.
Yeah.
So we just kind of both began this.
Yeah, but that was after everything.
Yeah, still after.
Yeah. So are you guys together right now? Are you guys?
It's on her, I don't know.
No. We're working through things.
You're working through things.
Yeah, I'm not like at a point to just like jump back into things. I think like there has to be like, I have to see change and feel better about things.
What would it take for you guys to have a solid relationship again, you think?
I've got a list.
I talked about it to him last night. I think like getting help for alcohol is super important. And then there's just like a few other things like that we had issues before all of this that we need to work on. We want to go to therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couples therapy, individual therapy. So we have a lot to work on, honestly.
And you guys have this new project coming out. Are you working on this together in hopes that this brings your relationship back together? And what is this project, by the way?
You want me to explain it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's kind of crazy, to be honest. She's got her own OnlyFans. I've got my own OnlyFans. And we just started doing, like, a co-couples one.
Oh, nice. Like
you get kind of an obviously intimate look into our relationship.
Yeah.
But, I mean, hopefully it's kind of like a bonding experience, I think, and it's just, it's something to do.
Well, we've had issues with, like, me working too much and not spending enough time together, so we figured, like, this could be us working together and also less time working.
Right.
So,
it
could help with that also.
I'm down for that OnlyFans.
Yeah. Well, we wish you guys all the best and hope everything works out.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your
trying.
Thank you for your honesty today. That was huge.
Yeah.
All right, up next, Camila Cabello says dating Shawn Mendes is exhausting. Is that totally relatable or a sign of trouble? We'll discuss.
It seems tiring.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS, or play online via Facebook games.
Camila Cabello says she and Shawn Mendes aren't working on new music right now because she is just in love, and being in love is just exhausting. Oh. Camila told a reporter at London's Global Awards that being in love takes a lot out of you. She says she and Shawn would love to get back together in studio, but they're just so busy in their 20s, loving each other. They just can't find the time.
What? I agree.
We're all agree. It's like, can you relate? We're like, what, relating
can't
to
we
what?
Relate. We're like, well, you can't really relate. But no, you know.
I mean, relationships are exhausting.
They are exhausting. But I feel like when you're in love and you're like, not that they're in the beginning of dating, but like, that's the best time. That's when you're the most excited about it. But I feel like love is all-encompassing. That can be exhausting. I'm exhausted by everything, so I get the language.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, everything is tiring to me.
For sure.
That's true.
In the first 6 months of a relationship, you try to go above and beyond.
Right.
Like, when he's like, come out with me and my boys, you're going out even though you know you have an early
morning.
You
also have to not be crazy. You have to, like, shield them from that. So you're acting a little bit as well.
Yeah.
It's
They've been together now for how long? Probably about a year?
Almost a year. Not quite a year, I think.
And I also feel like music would be a natural thing for them. Like that's just what they both love to do. That is their passion. I would think it would just kind of happen naturally, but maybe they feel like it's work.
I think it is, yeah. That's what she was saying, that they need to get out of it a little bit.
When do you guys think the honeymoon phase wears off?
Oh, I show my crazy after the first 3 months. Like, I'm automatically like, hey, this is my crazy. This is what you have to deal with. So I literally induce, like, real phase after 3 months just so they can see and so I can stop acting and so I won't be so tired.
That's
true.
You. I think 3 months is usually the time when you start to really start to have
some serious
problems.
6 months. Three months goes by
another
real quick.
Three. Mm-hmm. And then I always feel like it comes in threes. It's like three, and then six, and then like 3 years of marriage. I remember that being like, whew, we're really in this.
We're in this. Yeah. I can see that.
You know, I think just it's like you go through these phases, but there's some couples that I know have been married 7-8 years, and I still feel like their honeymoon phase has never ended.
That's because they married the right person. How sweet is that?
No.
Well, let's ask Heather Dubrow when she and Terry's honeymoon phase ended.
Did your honeymoon phase ever end?
No, it's still going, baby. But this is what I think. I think it is all exhausting, and I think that relationships are a lot of work, and if it's not exhausting, you're probably doing something wrong.
That's true. That's a good point. Right? It is. Being around people all the time is exhausting.
Yeah.
That's true.
Right?
Absolutely. All right, so tell us a little bit about what you're going to do today, because you have some mom experts in here.
I'm so excited. So, you know, the roles of women have completely changed. It used to be pretty binary. You know, we were either stay-at-home moms or we were working moms, but now, as you know, we are expected to be a full-time parent, a full-time working person, do charity work, have meaningful friendships, maintain our spouse, and post it all on social media in the most beautiful, curated way. It's absolutely unattainable.
Right.
It is so stressful. But the truth is, if we actually share our stories, share our wins and our fails and our secrets, not only can we be better parents and better people, but we can raise better humans. And really, that's the goal.
Yeah. I like that. Because no one posts their fails.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone posts the wins.
It's good to post a fail.
It's good.
Who do you have joining with you today?
Oh, I'm so excited. So today we have Tess Holliday. She's a model and a mom of two, launching a fashion line in March. Audrina Patridge, you know her from The Hills on MTV. She's the mom of one beautiful daughter, Becca Martinez, fan favorite from The Bachelor.
Yes.
And is a mom of one, soon to be two. By the way, if you could break your water during the show, that would really help ratings. And Toby Gonzalez is a mom to three kids and host of the Keep On podcast. So I cannot wait to get into the conversation with them.
Okay, sounds good. We'll be right back, you guys.
Welcome back. This is Moms I'd Like to Know. I'm Heather Dubrow, and I am here with my guests, Audrina Patridge, Tess Holliday, Toby Gonzalez, and Becca Martinez. Well, today we have a panel of power women with diverse backgrounds who are all juggling multiple roles. And we are all coming together to share our unfiltered opinions on everyday topics. So let's kick off this party with a round of Mom Minute Madness. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a topic, but we only have 1 minute total for everyone's thoughts, okay? All right, let's talk about naked families. So, you know, you've heard, all right,
yeah, okay.
Good morning.
Dari Brighton.
Yeah.
So like nudist family?
No, like people who like to be naked. Like,
oh, okay.
Like Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, Kate Hudson, yeah. They've said their family's like a naked family. Okay. For me personally, I grew up in a very repressed 1950s household. No one saw anything. A girlfriend of mine recently told me that she took a shower with her 14-year-old son.
Mm.
Okay, here's the question.
I don't know about that.
Here's the question. At what age is it too weird for you and your kid to be naked together? We're gonna put 60 seconds on the clock. Toby, okay. I'm starting with you. Ready, okay. Set. Go.
I think the age it starts to get awkward is the age they start to ask questions and start to go, okay, and start checking out my body parts and I start to feel uncomfortable. I feel like you just kind of have to like trust your gut and go with like your mom instinct and go, okay, you're a little old now. I can tell you're looking at me a little too long and this is getting a little, I mean, like it's just, you can feel it.
Okay, Becca.
It depends on the sex of the kid or on the gender of the child. Like, you know, me and my mom can be naked together. Obviously, she was there when I was giving birth and everything was out there. But like with my son, probably when he's around 7 or 8, I won't be, you know, walking around flaunting everything. That's the difference
for me. I agree with you. Yeah, with my daughter, like, it's like a girl thing. Even with my sisters going to the spa together, like, you're with naked women all the time, but with a son, I think it's different.
14 seconds.
I'm naked on the internet, so I'm just gonna say, like, I guess it doesn't really matter, but if my child were to express that it bothered them or they had a problem with it, I would absolutely cover up.
Totally. Well, I think naked is beautiful, but I agree with you, women and women. All right, well, it's my show. I can go a few seconds later. I just feel like women with my daughters, I want them to see what the body looks like as they're getting older, and I think the body's beautiful, but with my son, you know, he's 16, no, I don't want to ruin his sex life. He doesn't need to look at this anymore. Okay, so now let's get into some hot topics. So even though I am married to a doctor, I am actually the one that's in charge of my family's health and well-being. So we've got to start out with a topic that is spreading, literally spreading everywhere, and that is the coronavirus. There's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of mass hysteria. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to know where everyone's going with this. Like, are you scared to take your kids places? Are you sending them to school or taking them to gym classes or music classes? How do you feel about it?
Look, I mean, kids are like germ machines. So,
cesspools.
I mean, yeah, I'm constantly sick because of my kid going to school. But, I mean, I don't think that, look, as long as we're like washing our hands and like not putting our hands in our mouths and like common practices that we do, I'm fine.
That's what I agree. Yeah, as long as you teach them, like, wash your hands for a long amount of time, not just get them wet. Like, use soap and like don't put your fingers in your eyes or your mouths.
Well, also, like, part of being a parent is there's only so much you can control. So you control what you can, make sure their immune systems are healthy and they're washing their hands. But other than that, being fearful and making your children feel fearful doesn't really accomplish
anything.
But
you're pregnant. You're not worried about, like, stocking up? Do you have, like, 12 gallons of water and toilet paper?
No, I don't. And also, like, my immune system's really strong and I don't know.
You're not going to go to Costco and start hoarding beans and Purell. Okay?
I'm also not going to take
Armageddon. This beans. Is not, like, the end of the world. Like,
some of us may have done that.
I'm not that parent. I'm not wiping down everything. And I think if our kids see us panic, then they panic. Mm-hmm. And there's no point. It's too...
Right. Don't panic. That's the thing. Don't panic. Okay, coming up, we hit the streets for some mom-to-mom realness. And is there a cure for resting bitch face? We'll discuss.
Literally every day my mom win is getting the kids to school on time. Mm-hmm. And my mom fail is that I have to like yell at them.
That was JWoww with a very relatable mom win and fail. Well, welcome back to the milk takeover of Daily Pop. I'm Heather Dubrow, and joining me is Power Mamas, Tess Holliday, Audrina Patridge, Becca Martinez, and Toby Gonzalez. So I wanted to find out what other moms had to say on everyday issues, so we hit up Universal City Walk for some real talk.
What advice would you have for moms?
Hide and drink as much as you can.
Last lie you told to your kid?
I don't drink.
What's the funniest thing your kid has ever said to you?
Mom, you sure it's fat.
What's the meanest thing your kid's ever said to you?
You look old, Mom.
How many kids do you have?
3.
Which one's your favorite?
The mom and the 1-year-old.
Would you rather have head lice go through your whole family or explosive diarrhea?
Oh, sweet Jesus, that's a toss-up.
Explosive diarrhea? That'll only last so long, and lice? You never know.
Explosive diarrhea.
Head lice.
Oh my God, diarrhea, 100%.
Would you rather have your child come home with a face tattoo or walk in on you and your partner having sex?
The face tattoo, because I wouldn't want them to have that memory of me and their father.
Walk in, don't get no tattoo. Walk on in, I'll explain later.
We moms love to stay current, so let's discuss a couple of the hippest, hottest, newest trends out there. Okay, well, we use Botox for everything. Well, I do. Headaches, getting rid of wrinkles, stopping sweat. But did you know that now you can use it to get rid of RBF or resting bitch face?
I believe it.
No, it's true. Look at this. See, look at this picture. You can see in the after that the mouth literally goes from turning down to turning up.
Bless. Huh. I mean, if you can make your eyebrows do that, why can't you make the sides of your mouth do that?
Well, I also feel like as part of being a parent, you need to have RBF. How are they going to take this seriously?
True.
You can't be like, go to your room.
You're going to be like, go to your room.
Right. Well, that's why you can't overdo the Botox, because your face is absolutely frozen.
Yeah.
So here's another trend that I really want you guys to dive into. I'm not so sure about it, and it's called menstrual masking.
No, no, no.
So you basically make a mask using blood from your period. That's so this reporter from Cosmo actually tried this for 3 days. They're not recommending you do this at home, just so you know. She actually said, she saw a big difference in her skin. Here's some curing. Yeah, if you, I should have warned you, you might not have wanted to watch that. But here's the thing. So she took her menstrual blood, put it on her face, and did this mask, and said it actually really, like, cleared up her acne and did great things to her skin. Thoughts?
I did the breast milk thing.
That's a thing.
Yeah, I've heard that.
That I feel a lot more comfortable with than.
Look, we'll go
Let's go.
Look, here's her after picture. Did you see that? She looks pretty good.
That's after 3 days.
Really?
That's
not real. I don't believe it.
I mean, I'm a feminist, and I'm all for, like, it's your body, do what you want, but I would just rather drink a lot of water.
Than put your blood on your face.
I just would, like, hydrate, I think.
I don't discriminate, but I think that's just crossed the line a little bit. No?
Also, how are you what's the method?
What's the process of you gathering?
Well, the thing is, I think you can either dab with a tampon. I'm just saying, or if you use the cup thing, which
that's true.
I don't even get the cup thing. Do you wash it in the sink?
No.
You use the cup?
It's really
I love the cup.
Too. Yeah.
Really?
I feel like it really changed my life.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Well, you know what? That is just a lot of information. Thank you so much to our panel for being here today and for the incredible Daily Pop crew for letting us hang out for a little bit. Listen, if you have questions, comments, or you just want to share some mom tips with us, go to @MilkShowOfficial or @HeatherDubrow and let us know. Carissa, Justin, and Morgan will be back after this, so stick around. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Amazing moms.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. All right, so a lot of you have been tweeting us about the interview we had earlier with Chad and Annalise.
I tweeted in as well.
Mamsie says, there's nothing to work through with Annalise and Chad. She looked terrible and miserable. Dating isn't supposed to be this hard. I have to agree with that. They look like they are having a really hard time right now.
Yeah.
And that was my thought process the whole time we were talking to them, was it doesn't have to be this hard, guys.
Right. Like, what are you holding on to?
No, I didn't think it was that hard. I thought it was premature. I thought they hadn't figured things out in their relationship yet, and all of a sudden you were coming in front of the world and saying what your relationship is, yet you were on two different pages. They just weren't ready for it.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you guys for your tweets. We appreciate it. All right. Now, a brand new In the Room is coming up right after our show, and you've got to see who wants to join our panel.
What's up, Daily Pop? It's Jason, just hanging out with Chip and Joe here in Waco, and you want to be a broadcaster for the day on Daily Pop,
right? Yeah, you didn't bring me my teleprompter, though, so sorry.
Daily Pop, Daily Pop.
Now back to you, Carissa, Morgan, and Justin.
Okay, Chip and Joe, come on by anytime. In the Room with Chip and Joe premieres in just a few minutes, so stick around to watch that. You are going to love it. All right, so joining us now to get more into the Royals, communications and body language expert, Dr. Lillian Glass.
Hello. Hi.
Thank you for being here.
I love
Okay, so we should note the service ended just a short time ago. So far, no photos of the Fab Four posing together like last year have been out yet. Of course, if we see them, we will get them out as soon as we can. But first, let's look at their seating chart. Okay, not a big surprise. William the Future King and Kate would sit front row in front of Harry and Meghan. But what about their expressions? Does that say anything to you?
Tell
it
us everything.
It says the world.
No, it does.
Meghan, first of all, Meghan looks absolutely gorgeous.
She's green,
that emerald green. Mm-hmm. She is so happy. We've never seen her this happy with her genuine smile. In this particular photo, you notice how everybody is kind of like looking over at the photographers, at the Paps, but Meghan is really looking at them. She's turned her body. She knows the angles. She knows what to do. And it's really about Meghan. This is her moment, and she knows it.
Is she so she's playing into it?
There's no question about it. She is definitely playing into it because this is her last public event and kind of her debut into her new life.
Yeah. So she's feeling confident. She's feeling good.
She is feeling so confident. Usually you see Meghan with her shoulders kind of rounded, and she has a very tight smile. Now her shoulders are back, and she is just beaming, beaming.
If you look at that photo again, it seems like Harry is taking all this in because it's his last merry-go-round, and you can kind of tell like this is kind of a bittersweet moment for him.
Great observation.
You're passing class.
I know
absolutely.
I know people.
I was very, very impressed with what you said because that's true. He looks very pensive. He's got some mixed emotions. He's excited because he's going to be with his wife, of course, but in a new life, but he's sad, and you see him, his shoulders are rounded. He's looking down. He's looking down in this picture. It's about Meghan. And she's just turning to the Paps on her way to the church and smiling and waving. She just loves it. She just loves the attention.
And William's like, I'm done with this.
Yeah, you can also tell there's so much tension between the brothers. You can feel that tension between them.
That's another good observation.
Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. No, you really see it. And look at how Kate and William are in step. Look at how connected they are. They're really on the same page. Mm. Whereas Harry and Meghan are not. He's looking down. He's looking in another direction. She's looking at the paparazzi. They're not on the same mental level.
No.
You can tell so much what's going on about a person by their photographs, by their body language.
Do you feel like she's also maybe like posing and waving at the camera to overcompensate how she knows her husband feels?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Not at all.
No on that,
she's
everybody. That was like, nope, wrong answer.
Yeah. But it was a good try.
No, I mean, that made sense to me, you know, trying to be like, hey,
thank
we're
you,
really
Carissa.
Good.
No,
we're
no, it's about no. I'm doing
She's
good.
Not like the two of you. She's going to do her real thing.
She's going to do her thing. And you know, it's her moment to shine. And she really
is.
She's out there and she's showing it. She's just enjoying every second of it.
After seeing all the photos from this week, the blue dress, the red dress, the green dress, do you think that this couple is going to last? Can he make this transition to Hollywood and still be in this relationship?
If not, how long do you think?
Well, a lot of it depends on Meghan, you know? So it's really about Meghan because she, you know, she's the leader in that relationship. She's a strong one. Mm-hmm. So if she wants to stay with him, she will. And if she doesn't, she won't.
Wow. Smart.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I can't wait to see what actually happens.
Thank you so much for being here.
All right. We're reading your thoughts on showing affection with your long-term partner. Pat says, my parents always held hands until she passed away. I always love seeing that love.
Aww.
Is that important to always hold hands?
It's so important. You know, when you were saying that you hold hands in the car, that touched me because you should connect. You must touch.
All the time. I love it.
Okay.
Cute. So
hold hands, guys. That's it for us today. Tomorrow we'll have tips on how to get your kids to eat healthy. Yeah. Bye.
Okay. 2-year-old. Come on, Jesus.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.